Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boom. I'd like to come in on this survey, basically, I think it would call it, a survey, from or by Malusi, who's asked a question, what voices? And now I guess she didn't actually say, because I've listened to it twice now, and she didn't actually say, what voices do you think are sexy on Audio Boom? She basically just asked, what voices do you think are sexy? So, on first listening to that, it threw me a bit, because I tried to think of all the voices that I thought might be sexy. And then, after listening to a couple of responses on Audio Boom, I realised that it was all about being on, or voices that are sexy sounding to you, the individual. And so I'll tag along with that one, but unfortunately I'm going to ruin it. It is an interesting subject, and I don't know what Melusi is planning to do with it. Big event on here in the park here. Ah, my goodness. There's football, obviously, but quite a big event. Anyway, pardon that diversion. I think it's all down to the individual, isn't it? I mean, I could think that a certain person's voice is sexy and another person could think that it's not sexy, so I guess, but that's the whole trouble, the whole idea behind Melusi's question. Interesting to hear what she's going to do with that. But I think it's, in a way, I think it's wrong. I don't mean that in a bad sense, a negative sense, Melusi, don't take it that way. I think it's wrong to identify certain people's voices as being sexy, because it can offend, it can offend those who don't want their voices to be thought of being sexy. They'd rather be taking seriously, although we're not saying they're not being taken seriously. Hiya. But also, it can offend those who listen to the follow-ups and listen out for their voice. You know, and their voice being mentioned or their name being mentioned. In other words, you know, someone mentions about four or five female voices that they find sexy. And all those other lovely women out there are sitting thinking, well, why don't they think my voice is sexy? What's wrong with my voice? And I suppose the same could be said if females make responses and mention men's names. Some actually have thought that their sex, whatever their sex was, I've mentioned some people in their sex think their voices were sexy. You know, so not just female but male, if it was a man making the response and vice versa. But anyway, more geese. I don't want to go down the road of saying what voices are sexy. And I know, as I said before, that kind of defeats what Melusi wanted to know. What I would say is that some voices on Audio Boom that I find extremely cool. I just love them. I mean, I've never ever thought of them being sexy. I just thought, you know, well, everybody's voice, as in, let's put that in parenthesis and say voice is a person. The voice is the person, not the vocal cords that you hear. But if we go down the road of the actual vocal cord side of things and say, well, that might sound sexy, but hey, that's sexy. I mean, there's a load of cool voices out there. I, in particular, don't like mines. So I've got rule mines out right away, because I've got that kind of accent. It's not the true rich Scots accent, but it's a mixture, a blend of the central lowlands accent. So, gotta go to the west coast or up north to get the really class Scots accent. So, maybe be classed as sexy, I don't know. But yes, there's a lot of cool voices out there, and both male and female. I love accents. I do, in particular, like the Australian not the Stallions, sorry, I'll rephrase that. Meaning no offence to Ian Gath if he ever listens to this. Is it Eric? No, I'm trying to remember. Anyway, a couple of Australian voices out there, don't take offence. American, because after all, America's a vast place, so many states, so you get everything from Minnesota to, well, I don't know, Minneapolis, I don't know. But some of the accents are tremendous. I mean, if you listen to guys like, and this is my own views, of course, listen to guys like Jeff Thompson, who have a very rich tone, a very rich voice. I just love that. It's a kind of laid back, I love that laid back kind of sound. But not just Jeff, there's so many, and that's why I'm not going to mention names in particular. I'm just giving you an example of using Jeff on the male side of things, on the female side of things. I mean, you know, there's the Rocky, who's at Rocco G. Rocky's from, I did mention Sacramento. And Rocky's got a lovely, interesting voice. But as I said, it's more, in my mind, what is extremely lovely voices to listen to. And that's not to say that all the other people that I do listen to don't have nice voices, but there are, and yeah, just being honest with it, there are voices out there that are different that to each individual person may come across as different. I mean, I love the accent from the Newcastle area. You know, so you've got Sarah. Is that Sarah? That wonderful. And she's not even a Geordie. It would be even richer if she was from Newcastle itself. But she has that lovely twang, a lovely accent in her voice. You have Sabrina. I'm not trying to stick to females here, but you have Sabrina over there in Ireland. Bernie Goldback's voice is an American, an Irish-American voice. That's just fantastic. It's just cool voices. But as I said, you could go on and go on to so many people. Some voices, of course, are basic voices like mine's. There's nothing really rich in tonality. There's not real body or... I'm trying to pick words out here. No, I don't think I'm getting anywhere fast, to be honest with you. I'm just going to offend more people. But the intention is not to offend, because at the end of the day, the voice that I listen to is the person behind the vocal cords. That's more important than anything else, whether they're sexy or not. But yes, I'm just going to admit right away that there are some voices out there that just are so darn cool to listen to. And I think it's totally down to region. Even within the United States or Canada, you know, you'll have voices there that are, depending on where they come from, like mine's here from the Central Belt, which is not rich in tone, really. You'd have that in the States. You could have someone on there from, I don't know, one of the states, Ohio, let's just say Ohio, I don't know, that doesn't have that flowing depth and richness of tone than, say, people from Minnesota or Sacramento or New Jersey. I can't even say New Jersey. I've got a row from the wonderful, lovely Lee Storm, whose voice I do love. But I love them all. I love you all. I love every one of you. It's fantastic. Just, in fact, when you boil it down, someone might actually have the sexiest voice on audio boom that we listen to, but talk a lot of tosh, you know. Really, you know, I know. Melissa's looking for something. I doubt I've helped her very much. But my mind, it would be, and then again, you can't do it that way. So just forget what I was thinking about there. You'll never know what I was thinking about there, because I just stopped myself in my tracks. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it. Sexy is a bit like Beauty and Being skin deep, if you know what I'm trying to say here. Yes. You gotta dig in below and find out what's in below. Then you'll find the beauty. Bye for now, or cheery by the new.